When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Any of you guys, just out of curiosity, any of you listening ever purchased your underwear on Poshmark?
Huh?
If so, are you high? Because over the long...
Love a good deal.
Over the very long-needed Christmas break, I walk into my buddy's house. His wife is folding her underwear on the kitchen table, putting it into a nice pile. First off, I felt like that's... I shouldn't see this.
You shouldn't be looking at that.
I should not be seeing my buddy's wife's underwear.
No.
However, it's their home. You know, I...
You were a guest.
Doesn't matter what I think or feel.
Right.
So I ask, are you doing laundry? And she goes, no, I'm getting ready to sell these. I said, you're selling your used, worn underwear? Where? Where are you doing this? She's Poshmark, of course.
Of course.
I said, well, that's absolutely disgusting. And by the way, this is the same person who gave me a whole bunch of crap for trying on bathing suits in the dressing room without my underwear on.
Well, yeah, because it's disgusting.
No, I had to get the full of... No, first of all, I don't wear a bathing suit with underwear, okay? You have to take that off. I need to be able to feel 100% how this is going to feel if I'm on the beach.
Seek immediate help.
So I go, let me get this straight. Me trying on a bathing suit without underwear is criminal behavior. But strangers buying your worn underwear off the internet? Oh, all of a sudden you're an entrepreneur?
At least they know.
That's disgusting.
Nobody knows when you're freeballing in a pair of swim trunks from PacSun. Nobody knows.
But I always place them in the back of the rack.
Always put them in the back.
I do. It's like a respect thing. I don't know.
Oh, God. Nightmare situation.
I had to do it.
Listen, the Poshmark thing is wild. But I've already talked about this openly on the show. When I was younger, my mom used to sell my underwear in the garage sale, and the Amish would always buy it.
What? What?
If there's a market for it, it's the simple supply chain of supply and demand.
Why was the Amish buying your used underwear? Children's underwear.
Yeah, because they have kids. They're always popping out kids. The Amish are always doing kids, you know? They're always having kids.
The Amish are always doing kids. Right. Okay. Probably another way to rephrase that. So I guess my question is.
They always had princesses on them. I'm sure the Amish had no idea what that meant or who they were, but they were buying them.
I think it's grotesque. I mean, who would want to wear someone else's used underwear?
So she's selling them on Poshmark for people. I guess you don't really have a say on what happens to them after they're shipped, right? But like, she's selling them on Poshmark for people to wear or for people to just like have?
Why else would you buy them if you're not going to wear them?
Moose.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
stop asking stupid questions. It's 2026. New year, same us.
I found this to be so odd. And I'm just like, I don't understand who would do this, because I've seen used undergarments at Goodwill. And I'm like, I was appalled. I was like, how can somebody possibly want to buy these? Because underwear, you can get underwear these days for cheap. It's not that expensive for you to have to walk into a store and buy someone else's used poopy underwear. Why would you want to do that? Why?
There's skid marks on your underwear. Just throw them out. You know what I mean? Be respectful.
Yeah, be respectful.
And no, I mean, I'm not on the notion that everything is affordable these days, because it's not. It's not affordable. Why is it that I went to Moe's the other day and I spent $20? I'm like, this isn't a sit-down meal. I got one quesadilla and a cup of queso.
Oh, this is crazy. I gotta add this in there because this just popped in my head right now. Years ago, my buddy hooked up with this girl.
I already know where this is going.
No, you don't.
I don't?
At the bar. And when they were getting ready to do the deed, she got undressed and she was wearing Fruit of the Loom whitey tighties on. Like full on men 80-year-old underwear. It was bizarre. And of course he had to question her, like, what are those? And she goes,
she's like, they're my dad's.
Something along the lines of, like, she finds them to be more comfortable than wearing women's underwear. So she wears these whitey tighty Fruit of the Looms. I'm like, wow.
So I forgot.
do you marry that girl?
Yeah.
What is the strangest thing you guys have ever seen somebody try to sell online? 585-252-9800. Because Kelly just texted in and goes, hi, Moose and Breezy. I saw someone selling a used pregnancy pillow. And absolutely not. What do you do with
if
a pregnancy pillow?
Say pregnancy test. I'm like, oh, that's one way to do it. The
pregnancy pillows, what do you do with that?
I think it's like for your side, for your stomach, to like arch your stomach up. I don't know.
Oh, I see it.
Never been pregnant.
Yeah. Some of these are $100.
So I used to work with this guy who was like kind of a freak. This was like years and years and years ago. But he used to sell anything online. We worked in a restaurant together. He would save all the alcohol bottles, sell like used empty Tito's bottles. He would sell his fingernail clippings. He would sell.
People bought it?
Yeah.
People bought his clippings?
Which is disgusting. I don't know who's more in the wrong, him for selling it or, you know, Johnny for buying it. It's just too much.
See, the one thing I will never, ever purchase, aside from used underwear, is I will never purchase someone else's mattress. Never. And I sold my mattress when I moved from L.A. I sold my mattress online. I'm like, you really want this?
Yeah. I sold my mattress when I moved out of my Park Ave apartment to Fairport, and they came and shoved that bad boy in a van, and it was the end of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like, so now the mattress is folded in half like a taco. So
there are people that are throwing their mattresses out on the side of the road, and I drive by and I look at those mattresses. I'm like, I have never seen so many disgusting stains.
It makes you wonder, were they there before or after?
Right.
You know?
You think the Amish would pick that up and maybe take it with them?
Honestly, they're going to spare no expense. So, I saw a mattress. You know those red boxes that they have just like in parking lots and things where you can go dump clothes in? Someone just put a mattress in front of it. I'm like, so that's not.
That's not what that's for.
No.
All right, let me get over to Nicole. Hey, good morning, guys. There was a woman while back selling breast milk soap. I didn't know enough about it to purchase it, but I'm still confused by it. No, Breast milk soap. Got to be some benefits to that. You think the Amish would buy it?
Moose is like, drop the link.
98PXY. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.